Adopted, not hired. Adoption. Scripture, Galatians 4 verses 4 to 7. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent out his son, born to a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of children. And because you are children, God sent out the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a bondservant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Some of us learned early that love had to be earned. Good grades bought warmth at the dinner table. A clean room bought peace. Somewhere along the way, we carried that same posture into our faith without noticing it. Read the Bible today, earn a little standing with God. Skip it for 2 weeks during a hard season and brace for the cold shoulder we assume is coming, the sense that we are now behind on a bill only we can see. Paul writes to a church tempted toward exactly this, and he answers with a family story, not a ledger. God sent out his son, that we might receive the adoption of children. In the world Paul's readers knew, adoption was not a consolation prize for people who could not have their own children. It made the adopted son fully and permanently an heir, with the old obligations of his former household canceled outright. Nothing about his standing depended on his tenure in the family. Then Paul adds the detail that gives the whole thing away. God sent out the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba is not boardroom language. It is the word a small child uses, running through the house, certain of the welcome waiting on the other side of the door. That cry does not come from a probationary employee checking whether this quarter's numbers were good enough. So you are no longer a bondservant, Paul says, but a son, and if a son, then an heir. Not a hired hand hoping for a renewed contract. A child already home, already named. Declaration. I am a son, not a hired hand, and nothing I do today earns what I already have. Read further, Romans 8 verses 15 to 17, John 1 verses 12 to 13, 1 John 3 verse 1, Ephesians 1 verse 5.